Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, leaders, and happy Friday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. What a week it has been. And we are wrapping up our monthly deep dive into the Fitting Five with an article that offers a perfect and inspiring closing thought. Today, we're focusing on a piece that challenges us to reevaluate our educational priorities and to think critically about what skills truly matter most in the 21st century. We will be discussing how to shift our focus from just teaching content to empowering our students with the foundational skills they need to thrive in an ever-changing world. Today, we're focusing on a powerful article from Creativity Post titled, "Let's Start Teaching the Skills That Matter Most." The article makes a compelling case that in an age of abundant information and rapid technological change, the ultimate premium is placed not on what you know, but on how you think. It advocates for prioritizing skills like critical thinking, creativity, and problem solving. For a school leader, this means moving beyond a curriculum focused solely on content mastery to one that is rich in opportunities for students to apply their knowledge in novel ways. A great example of this would be implementing project-based learning initiatives across your school that challenge students to design a solution for a real-world community problem. It allows them to use their knowledge of science, math, and social studies in a truly integrated way. This approach teaches students to collaborate, to be resilient in the face of failure, and to be innovative. It's an educational model that recognizes that with AI tools and instant access to information, our role is not to fill students' minds with facts, but to equip them with the ability to ask great questions, to connect disparate ideas, and to create something new. This is what truly prepares them to be lifelong learners and engaged citizens. To wrap up our deep dive into the Fitting Five this week, this final article reminds us that our greatest legacy as school leaders will be in the skills we instill in our students. We've seen this week that leadership is about being intentional, fostering human connection, and cultivating a growth-oriented culture. And it all culminates in this. Our ultimate mission is to prepare students to be creative thinkers and problem solvers. If you want to revisit any of the articles we've discussed this week or explore some older issues, you can find these by visiting our webpage at www.awbeducation.org and clicking on our partners page. We hope this week's discussions have provided you with a boost of inspiration and clarity, and I hope you have a wonderful end to your week. Have a great weekend. Have a wonderful Friday. Thank you for listening. As usual, we will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.